the wind, if the wind is coming from that direction, you'd say the wind is from the
west of the south.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a
southwest wind.
And halfway between south and east, you'd call a
southeast wind.
And halfway between east and north is
northeast wind.
And halfway between west and north
be west, northwest wind.
If it's raining and it's not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, you'd say it's
misting.
Well, it's raining a little bit though.
Yeah, raining a little bit.
What would you
shower.
It'd be what?
A shower.
If what do you call it when it's very damp and you can't see through it? And if the weather is like this, it's very
inclement.
How about something thick in the air so that you can't see ahead? You say that air is very
cloudy.
Well, the air is the air. You get up in the morning and you can't see across the road. What would you say about
foggy?
Okay. If no rain comes down for weeks and weeks, we're having a
dry spell.
If the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you'd say it's doing what?
It's going to rain.
The wind's real soft and gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say that the wind is picking up, breezing up, rising, coming up, blowing up. What would you say the wind's doing?
Blowing.
It's blowing what?
Blowing up a storm.
On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it is cold and it's not this really cold, the kind of weather you'd like to be in, you'd say, this morning is rather
cool.
Okay. When you went out this morning, what did you say? This weather is what?
Very pleasant.
Okay. If it was cold enough to kill all the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a
frost.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
And what do you call the room that's used for special occasions in this house?
Parlor.
And speaking of the rooms and their height, you'd say this room is about 14 or what?
About 16 feet.
Okay.
Three feet to the drop.
Okay. If the smoke goes up through the what?
Chimney.
And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace is what? The thing that the heater's sitting on.
The hearth.
Okay. In the fireplace, the things you lay the wood across.
Dog irons.
I never have heard that.
You have.
Yeah, that's interesting. And it's in here. I just never had heard it. Up above the fireplace to set
mantelpiece.
The big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace is called what?
The back log.
What would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call the black that forms in the back of the chimney?
Soot.
And what are you sitting in?
Chair.
All right. What's the large thing in the living room in there that Gwen's sleeping on? Is for two or three people is called what?
Sofa.
And the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it, not that one, but that has drawers in it without a mirror over it.
Chest of drawers.
Yeah. And the room where you sleep in is called what?
Bedroom.
The tables and the chairs and the sofa and all everything in here is called what?
Furniture.
And those things that you pull down to shut out the light, what would you call them?
Shades or drapes.